This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
So what they did is they drank some kind of poison,
yep.
Covered themselves in triangular purple cloth.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure do.
At least the good part of this is that it ended with only some embarrassment.
Well, that you know of.
Yeah, that's true.
I got invited to a rapture looting party.
Class is in.
Are we still here? Is this thing on? Are we still here? Okay.
I'm nervous, dude.
All right, we're still here.
I am so upset.
Now, be honest. This is Rock School, by the way, just in case you missed a whole introductory section there. Be honest. Last Friday night, when was the rapture supposed to hit, according to Harold Camping? Was it Saturday?
The 21st, yeah.
21st. Be honest. Last Friday night? You were a little nervous. Just a touch nervous.
No.
Oh, come on.
I wasn't.
Oh, I was. Just a little bit nervous.
I'm nervous now.
I wonder if he's right.
I'm nervous now. I took out a $100,000 loan from a shark at 60% interest.
I'm sorry about your thumbs.
Yeah.
Well.
Goodbye.
Harold Camping is now 0-2. Harold Camping was the online or the radio minister that claimed that the rapture was coming last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He apparently said that it was going to come at 6 o'clock in every time zone, accompanied by earthquakes.
Uh-huh.
And apparently 6 o'clock passed in the Pacific Island nations of New Zealand, the Pacific nations there, and Australia. Nothing happened, which I think was 9 a.m. here.
Mm-hmm.
And... sorry. And as every hour passed, nothing happened. And
you just gave a good excuse for a bunch of people to party.
Yeah, I guess so. But, what are you going to do? I was wondering here, was it going to be 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, or was it actually going to be the 6 o'clock
that
hour
would be
here?
You. Is it CDT or CST?
Mountain time, or do they just skip over that and rerun it in the Pacific area? What I did... was decided to have some fun with this because
sure,
there is
poke fun at the
so
man.
Isn't it warranted?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
There are so many great songs about the end of the world.
That's right.
I live on Facebook. If my wife ever kicks me out of the house, I'm going to go live on Facebook. There are so many great posts, so many great things. I decided to do some research into it, and if one more person had posted "It's the End of the World as We Know It" by R.E.M.,
yeah.
I was going to scream. So I thought, is there any more music that deals with the end of the world? Oh, yeah.
Got to be.
Ton of it. And we're going to play a bunch of it today. We're a little late because I just... didn't hear about this story in time for last week's show. So we're a little late on this one, but let's play some music about the end of the world.
Oh, I know one.
What's that?
R.E.M.
The End of the World as We Know It?
Sure.
We'll play that one, but not right now. Here's Elvis Costello. He's Waiting for the End of the World from the album My Aim is True. Sounds like this. Rock School.
The man from the television crawling to the train. I wonder who's gonna stick it in this time. Everyone was looking for a little entertainment, so they probably put his hands up when they find out.
That's Rock School as we talk about the end of the world as we know it. Harold Camping, now, as I said before, is 0-2.
Mm.
Took two shots at it. You know, he predicted the end of the world back in 1994.
Yes, he did.
Yes, but he revised it up to apparently 2011 because he apparently forgot to carry the one in from his calculations.
Yeah, that's just like all those so-called hurricane experts. Did
oh, sure.
You read the expectations of this hurricane season.
Three monsters,
season's...
isn't it, this year? Right.
Right. And how monsters? Many monsters were supposed to just like wipe us off the globe last
and
year?
And it didn't happen.
And it didn't happen.
You know, I'm tired of these, not so rough and tumble hurricane names. The hurricane name should be tough.
Okay.
I want Hurricane Rocco, or Hurricane Nick, Hurricane Trump. That's what I want.
What did you see?
I looked at 2012. This year is not so bad, but like 2012 has Hurricane Joyce. I mean, what are we going to hit by Hurricane somebody's mom? That drives me nuts.
Awesome.
Okay. How did Harold Camping arrive at this date? How did he arrive at it?
You had to pick a date.
Okay. Well, he didn't just pull it out of a hat. Here's how he came up with it.
Okay.
He based it on a verse in the Bible.
Okay.
2 Peter. That's a Bible book, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was raised by an atheist.
I got you.
2 Peter.
Yeah.
Verse 3:8.
Okay. What's it say?
Which says, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day to God.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Elsewhere, it says that there will be 7,000 years between Noah's flood and the end of the world.
Okay.
Okay. Well, logically, you've got to find 7,000 years. Camping believes that Noah's Ark's flood occurred in the year 4990 BC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to Camping, the 7 days translates out to 7,000 years.
Right.
And 4990 plus 2011 minus 1, because there was no year 0, mm-hmm. equals 7,000 years. Right?
I guess.
Thus, the date May 21st inside of 2011 was somehow derived from a complex mathematical formula made up from numbers that also appear directly in the Bible. So that's where he got 2011,
uh-huh.
taking away 4990 from 7,000. May 21st came up for this huge mathematical formula.
Okay, so
where he got the 6 p.m. start time is apparently because he had lunch reservations at Chili's.
If he thought that it was as simple as putting together some numbers based mm-hmm. on a verse in the Bible,
yes.
we're not going to get into a religious conversation
on
this show.
I don't know enough about it.
But he should also know that there's a verse in the Bible that says no one knows when the end of the world will come.
There's also a verse in the Bible that states that the rapture should have occurred before the last apostle died.
I mean, you could make all kind of different cases for it. I bet this guy gets laughed out of the arena at a horse race.
I'll bet he doesn't.
I bet if he
plays what he's going to say?
What?
You know what he's going to say?
What?
I missed it by saying there was no year zero. Let's add one. I'll bet he's back next year stating the earth's going to end next year. Of course, it'll be at 3:30. 3:30 because he can't get lunch reservations.
Bless.
There you go. Johnny Cash. God's going to cut you down. Rock school.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Down.
This is Rock School, and let's make it real clear. We're not poking fun at any religion.
No, we're poking fun at Harold Camping.
At Harold Camping, yeah. By the way, I looked it up. Here it is. When I said in the Bible, it states
uh-huh.
that Christ will return before uh-huh. the apostles die. It's in the New Testament, Matthew 16:28. It states, "Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste death
mm-hmm.
till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom."
Okay.
I take that to mean that you won't die. Christ will return and you will be taken in said rapture.
Maybe he was talking about the first time that he came back, because remember he died and rose again 3 days later.
Maybe.
According to
the Bible.
The Bible.
According to the Bible. But I took that to mean that they believed that it was going to happen before the last of the of the people died.
Do you think if Harold Camping was sitting around in a little circle of his friends and saying, like, well, what shall we eat? I think today is a good day for shut up, Harold.
You think they'll start to do the opposite of what he says?
Yeah, they ought to.
Harold, do you think it's going to rain today?
Yes, I do.
Good, let's go swimming.
It won't rain.
Nobody take an umbrella. Goes to a racetrack to put a bet on a horse. What are you betting on, Harold? Number five. Six. Bet on six. Bet on anything but five.
Doesn't he have a huge network of radio stations?
He does.
I wonder
66
if he
radio stations.
Really?
66.
I wonder if he called in. Guys, I'm not going to do the show tomorrow.
Yeah, didn't decide to pay his FCC dues. In case you're wondering, the oldest surviving prediction of the world's imminent demise, the oldest one they found, was uh-huh. 2800 BC.
Wow.
BC. It states, quote, "Our earth is degenerate in these latter days. There are signs that the world is speedily coming to an end. Bribery and corruption are common."
Hmm.
So this was long beforehand.
When I thought 2012 was the magical year. Isn't that the Mayan calendar?
We're going to get to that.
We're
going to get to that.
I pulled an errand.
You know, when the world is running down, you make the best of what's still around. You're the Police, Rock School. This is Rock School, talking about old Harold Camping, a member of the radio family, once again, Harold, the world of radio.
Does Harold have a big brother?
I don't know why.
Called him up. Yeah. Where were you on that one, bro?
Yeah. Harold's 89.
So is
he has
now?
A big brother. Has he made a statement?
No.
Have you seen anything from him yet?
Have not.
You know, what's funny is he's going to have people continue to follow him.
Of course.
If there is a good side to this, and I'm... In all seriousness, if there is a good side to this, it's ended up funny. Nobody killed themselves over this. Do you remember the Heaven's Gate cult?
Yes.
And they supposedly believed that a ship was coming behind the Hale-Bopp comet.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they drank some kind of poison,
yep,
covered themselves in triangular purple cloth.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
At least... The good part of this is that it ended with only some embarrassment.
Well, that you know of.
Yeah, that's true.
I got invited to a Rapture looting party.
Looting party? If it happened, you were going to go loot?
Well, I didn't accept the invitation.
Well, okay.
But I got invited.
But at least at this point in time, we're recording this on Monday. This will air on a Thursday and a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, it ended funny.
It sure is funny to us.
That's right. But hopefully nothing happened. We should be ready to record another show.
Probably.
Just in case this goes very, very bad. But I think it's just going to be sort of funny. And he's going to come back and he's going to say, sorry. Forgot to carry the one.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually going to happen in the year, what have you. And you know what?
They'll follow him.
People are going to buy it.
Yeah, they will.
People are going to buy it. You know what? I think there's a bad moon arising. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Rock's cool. Okay, first break here on Rock School, and we'll take a quick break from talking about the belief of the end of the world and talk about the one thing that can help save us in the event of a cataclysmic disaster here on this earth, and that is, of course, disaster movies. What's your favorite disaster movie?
What's my favorite disaster movie dealing with the end of the world? Men in Black.
Men in Black?
I don't know.
I love 28 Days.
I've never seen 28 Days.
Oh, it's a great movie. Get it on your Netflix list.
I really liked Armageddon.
Armageddon?
But it wasn't so much it's a disaster movie about the world coming to an end. It's like that was the subplot. You had the drama of the love story.
Yeah, it was all about an Aerosmith song.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Well, here are the rules, in case you're wondering. Sure.
Who wrote these rules?
Somebody from CNN.com.
Oh.
Number one, don't trust machines or monkeys.
Oh,
that's rule number one.
That's right.
They always seem to become self-aware and want to either enslave or destroy their human overlords. That comes from Terminator and Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, have you seen Maximum Overdrive?
Oh, yeah. It gets very, very bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rule number two. We won't do all of them. We'll just do a few here. Number two, do not try to make nice with aliens. If you think otherwise, just remember those spaceships blowing up landmarks in Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
They do not come in peace. One time, that wasn't true. E.T.
Ah.
So if E.T. shows back up, we can keep him. All right. And number three, we'll stop here. Plagues are the worst. Assuming you don't die, you will get infected and you'll probably become some kind of psychotic zombie-like being. Either way, the few survivors that are left will be eaten.
Well, yeah.
Keep that in mind. 28 Days Later, I Am Legend, 12 Monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things to learn. Hello, KLSU. Are you enjoying the radio program?
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. You know, nobody was scared up there.
Oh, really?
They live perfectly in Shreveport.
There was nothing to fear up there.
They didn't even air it on the news.
Not a concern.
Whatever.
Get to be our friend on Facebook. Get to know us. Search Rock School Radio Show and like us. You really like us. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Believe it or don't, Harold Camping was not the first person to garner a group of followers by stating the Earth was going to come to an end.
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, he's only 89, and sure, that was long. But I believe one of the first people to start predicting the world's demise was Nostradamus.
Right, and he has statements going all the way to the year 4000.
Yes, sir.
So we got a long time to go with
him.
Who
were you talking about?
This woman was named Joanna Southcott. And her big date was December 25th, Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, 1814.
What?
In Devon, UK. Here's what she stated.
What?
She stated that she was an expectant mother of the new Christ child. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
She was well over 60 and was a virgin.
Mm.
Okay, fine. No, following the biblical story. She was right about the date. She didn't give birth on that date. She died. Well, by dying, she became more of a martyr than a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1927, you see, she left behind all kinds of writings and things and time capsules and such. In 1927, a sealed box that Joanna stated contained a very important message. So many people started to follow her. I mean, there was a cult behind her. They all got together, and in 1927, I don't understand the significance of 1927, and it isn't here in the story.
Hmm.
The box was opened in the presence of the Bishop of Grantham.
And
it contained a lottery ticket.
A lottery ticket.
Here's R.E.M. and the song we've all been waiting for.
Oh, this is worse than when Kevin Spacey went back to K-Pax.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Still pretty
Rock
good.
School.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Feed it up and not speak.
All right, bottom of the hour here on Rock School, talking about camping and playing some songs about the end of the world.
You know, this
here.
Started off as a joke, but it's starting to get kind of deep.
Well, a little serious.
Because I told you that I wanted to ask you this question.
Are you really
going to
get serious at the bottom of the hour?
I just want to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
If you knew,
I know what's coming.
If you had confirmed data that pointed out
a poisonous gas cloud is coming. I can do nothing about it.
Or just
I'm
whatever.
Going
if
to
you,
die.
If you had a time and a date.
I'm going to die Tuesday at 5.
I didn't say you're going to die. The world will end. Let's just say the world will end. We don't know how, but the world will end at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, fine.
What are you going to want to be doing at 11:59:59?
Which, to me, you go simple. All these people, you know, I want a bungee jump. I want to do something. I want to complete my bucket list.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about what are you going to do leading up to it. When it actually comes down to, okay, we have 60 seconds until the world's demise.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to get in position and do what?
I would probably be sitting with my family.
Okay.
That's really it.
That's
I
all
would
you
go
do?
As simple as possible.
Okay.
The four of us would be sitting on a couch together, and I would probably be doing everything I could possibly do to make my kids laugh.
Okay.
The last thing I would want is to be sitting around crying.
Right, right.
You know, it's all going to end, and I want the kids to be laughing. I would probably cook my favorite meal beforehand.
Mm. A la Mel Gibson in Signs?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But thanks for bringing up Mel Gibson.
What
would you be doing?
What would I be doing?
Yeah.
Drumming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You'd drum?
I would.
No, my whole existence would be to me making my two kids giggle incessantly and then pop.
Well, now you're making me look like an insensitive.
I didn't make you look like anything. I just asked you the question.
I want to be with my family.
There you go. Nice job. Bottom of the hour, 7 days, 70 seconds, Monday, May 23rd through Sunday, May 29th. Chad has Monday. Go, man.
Monday, May 23rd in 1971, rock band Iron Butterfly broke up. Now, the group's biggest hit is the 17-minute, 5-second-long psychedelic rock epic Inagata Da Vida.
Yeah, Tuesday, May 24th, 1941, 70 years ago, guess who was born? Robert Allen Zimmerman in Duluth, Minnesota. You probably know him as Bob Dylan.
May 25th in 1973, Carole King drew 100,000 to her Central Park concert, and it was the largest at that time.
Thursday, May 26, 1994, Michael Jackson marries Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah. I do.
May 27th, that's a Friday this year, but back in 1966, Andy Warhol's Exploding Plastic Inevitable show featuring the Velvet Underground and Nico played in San Fran at the Fillmore Auditorium.
Saturday, May 28, 1983, David Bowie ties with Van Halen for the highest amount of money paid to anyone for one gig, $1.5 million at the US Festival. And then Sunday, May 29, 1973, Columbia Records fires Clive Davis for misappropriation of funds. He apparently spent $20,000 of Columbia's money on his kid's bar mitzvah. Shouldn't have done that. Apparently, if Harold Camping had been right, when the rapture came at 6 o'clock in every time zone, it would have been accompanied with an earthquake.
An earthquake.
Right? Carole King, you just mentioned her?
Yes.
She feels the earth move under her feet. There you go. Rock School.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
This is Rock School as we talk about the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Let me give you three more names that you probably know that have all stated that the Earth is coming to an end, and of course, all of them have been wrong. Do you remember Gene Dixon? It's a little before your time.
Nah.
Gene Dixon was, in the 1980s, a psychic that wrote for sort of those rags that are in the checkout lines at the grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
The... really was sort of well-known at the time. She stated that a comet would strike the Earth in the mid-80s at a place that only she knew but would not tell us because it would cause huge panic. And people believed her. They went nuts. She also stated that it would surely be in the 1980s and during the presidency of the first woman president. Swing and a miss. Missed them both. March 10th, 1982, supposedly there was going to be the Jupiter effect. A lot of scientists believed that there was going to be an interplanetary conjunction, and this Jupiter effect would create a pull of gravity, and the Earth would go spinning into the sun. Well, it didn't happen. Pat Robertson took this to state, quote, I guarantee you by the end of 1982, there is going to be a judgment on the world.
What?
Swing and a miss.
Huh.
September 28th, 1992, Rockin' Rollin' Stewart. Does the name ring a bell?
Mm-mm.
I'll bet you know him. He used to wear a rainbow wig and show up at sporting events holding up signs that said John 3:16.
Oh, yeah. Like that. Yeah.
Rock and Rollin' Stewart was his name. He stated, giving no reason why, that September 28th, 1992 was the date that the Earth was going to come to an end. Apparently, the guy went a little bit nuts because he went on to be arrested for stink bombing churches and other religiously inspired acts of madness, apparently. He was also imprisoned for kidnapping.
Things
didn't go very well. He expected that showing up at the sporting events would actually turn into great wealth for him for some reason. We mentioned Bob Dylan turning 70 this week.
Yes.
Knocking on heaven's door. Here you go. Bob Dylan. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about the end of the world.
Okay, I have to know.
All right.
Since I got you with this one a while ago about what would you like to be doing.
And yeah.
You were talking about maybe a bucket list.
I got a year left.
Let's say we have a year. Yeah. We have 365 days starting now.
Right. Top three.
Asked
me this off air, so we've actually prepared our answers.
Sure. What do you want to do?
Three things. I want to get my pilot's license.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken a few lessons and gave it up because of time and money. I'd like to get a pilot's license.
You want to fly, in other words?
I want to fly. I'd like to fly single engine airplanes.
Okay.
I'd like to take my kids to Paris.
Okay.
It's my favorite city on earth. I've been 5 times myself.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to get my kids to Paris. And I'd like to weigh 209 pounds or less.
Now, why 209? What's the deal with that number?
Because when I was in college, I weighed 310.
I
weighed 310 pounds. And if I got down to 209, I will join a very exclusive club. I will have lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, man.
There you go. That's my bucket
list.
What's your three?
I would like to take my wife to Australia.
That's a fair goal.
Her dream vacation, and she thinks right now it's impossible. So I would like to somehow surprise her with a trip to Australia.
Get ready to be in an airplane for close to 26 hours.
That's cool. I'll do that. I would like to be the announcer in the middle of the octagon at a UFC event.
Okay, that's cool.
I would like to announce a fighter at a UFC event.
All right.
And I would like to perform in front of 1,000 people.
Oh, that can be set up.
With either music or comedy or a play or something. But I would like to be on a stage with 1,000 people in attendance watching me perform.
That can be set up. That can be set up now.
Well, you can make that happen?
I probably.
All right, agent. Get to work on it.
Hello, Radio Universe of Dad. You think you can put together 1,000 people to come watch Chad perform? Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. You can help Joe get his pilot's license with the very effective program that you have.
That's right. Going to come back in just a minute with some Steely Dan. Find out who the king of the world is in a minute. Rock School. Okay, here's one more supposed date that the Earth was going to come to an end. At 12:01 a.m., March 31st, 1998, a guy named Hong Ming Chen, leader of the Taiwanese cult The True Way, claimed that God would announce his imminent return on every television in the United States at this moment.
Wait, God would go on TV and announce? What network is God affiliated with?
You know, come on. He's got the money to buy just about every network.
Okay.
He was sort of a Ross Perot type thing. God would claim this on every television station prior to landing in his spacecraft. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Chen had the good grace to admit his mistake and dig this. Upon being proven incorrect, he offered to have himself crucified.
What?
Yep. That's what it says right there. Here's the problem. His entire cult fell apart, and nobody even cared enough to take him up on his offer. Come on, pal. Get lost.
Wow.
Here's a king of the world, Steely Dan, Rock School. Okay, we're running out of time here on Rock School. Let me very quickly give you two, and then we'll do one more break, and I'll tell you about the Mayan thing. You talked about Nostradamus.
Yep.
In July of 1999, a lot of people believed the Earth was coming to an end because of Quatrain X-72, in which Nostradamus wrote, "The year 1999 and 7 months from the sky will come a great king of terror to bring back to life the great king of the Mongols before and after Mars to reign by good luck." I have no idea what that means, but somebody actually turned that into the end of the earth.
Uh-huh.
He actually has things going all the way up to the year 4000, so how they turned that into the end of the earth, I don't know, but there you go.
Okay.
And finally, for this break at least, Friday the 13th, April 2007, an unnamed bettor placed a $10,000 bet with Ladbrokes, the bookmaker, in, I believe, Ireland, that the earth would end on that day. Okay, fine. My question is, let's say you're right.
What are you going to do with your winnings?
How are you going to collect? That's the question. It's 1999. We should have partied like it was. Yeah, it's Prince. Rock School. All right, last break. We got to do it in about 35 seconds here. The one that's coming up, the end of the earth prediction that's coming up is 2012.
The whole year?
Sometime in 2012. It's because of the Mayan calendar.
Sure.
It's apparently based on mathematical formulas, and it all comes to a screeching halt in 2012.
Hmm.
Do you know what group of people don't believe the Mayan calendar means the end of the earth?
The Mayans?
The Mayans! The Mayan people, of which my children are, they don't believe the Mayan calendar is that. You just simply adjust and it continues to go.
It's like reconciling a bank statement.
No, just when you get to the end, here it goes, and it continues on. Put more gas in the car, and it will continue to drive.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it's all going to end anytime soon.
Oh,
so
well, what's your prediction then?
When the earth's going to end?
Sure.
When I die.
Oh.
Because that's all I care about.
Okay.
Because that's when, you know, and my kids will continue forward and on. Because, you know, with a lot of people believe history begun when they were born, and history dies when they die.
Okay.
So the earth just continues on, and hopefully somebody else will come out with a wacky prediction, and the earth will end in a wacky way, and we can have a little bit more radio fun. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And that ends that. Here you go. It's the impressions. People, get ready. Class is dismissed.
People, get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on.